The Social Security Administration could not ease the concerns of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. They're worried that Social Security's IT systems aren't up to the challenge of protecting all the personal information they've got for nearly every single American. The committee says that Social Security did the right thing when it asked a third party to test its IT systems, but it's what the agency did next that has lawmakers most concerned. More now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The Social Security Administration last August brought in the Homeland Security Department to do a series of penetration tests on SSA systems. That's a common best practice for cybersecurity. But when testers were inside the agency's systems, they gained access to personally identifiable information. That's according to DHS's final report on the penetration exercise. And that's a big concern for House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz. Here's what else DHS found.
Social Security team members were apprehensive about scanning or other rigorous testing of the mainframe due to its fragile operating posture. The DHS team decided to forego testing of the mainframe in an effort to reduce the operational risk of bringing it down. It should be noted that the fragile state of the mainframe is a major vulnerability on its own and should be addressed as soon as possible.
Chaffetz and the committee weren't thrilled with Social Security's response to addressing some of those vulnerabilities. Social Security Administration Chief Information Officer Robert Klopp.
As far as we know, no one, without help from us, has ever come into the agency, entered and penetrated in, or exfiltrated data out. No one without help from us or knowledge in advance of the way we have our cybersecurity system set up has been able to do that.
Social Security didn't share the results or the 9 recommendations that came from the DHS report with its inspector general. And the committee says that's suspicious. The Social Security inspector general says she got a verbal briefing after the DHS exercise in September 2015, a month after the testing happened. But the IG only got a copy of the actual report a few days ago. SSA Inspector General Gail Stallworth Stone says she only learned the report existed after staff members from the committee told her office about it. Chairman Jason Chaffetz.
And it is suspicious when, you know, you have this report and you don't share it with the Inspector General. You went to the lengths to give them a briefing.
Congressman Will Hurd is the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform IT Subcommittee. Social Security has information on nearly every American, and for him, that data needs special attention.
This is not an issue of technology. This is an issue of leadership. You have information on every single American in the United States of America, and your CISO doesn't even know from the last report how many critical vulnerabilities there were. They don't know how many times they were able to escalate privileges. And then the other group that's coming in, and you're doing a best practice, you're not sharing that information with the IG, and our subcommittee, our staffers had to inform the IG of this information. This is absolutely ludicrous.
Hurd says the agency is taking the wrong approach.
And you're talking about how you're not properly capitalized, but look, you guys have saved $300 million in IT savings by doing things properly. Good work. But the reality is, use the money that you actually have in the right way. You're not giving a team that's coming in here to test your digital infrastructure, and you're not giving them all the information from the previous test. And not once have y'all come in here and said that there is these significant vulnerabilities, critical vulnerabilities, that we've fixed. The DHS team was able to escalate privileges once they were inside their system and take control over your entire system. That's a big deal.
Marty Eckert is the agency's chief information security officer. She wouldn't go into much detail about what Social Security is doing to respond to the critical vulnerabilities DHS found. And Congressman Hurd didn't like that response very much.
We report our vulnerabilities monthly to the Department of Homeland Security. Every month, the number.
So what are you doing to fix it?
We have very many different things that we do.
You have very many different things?
It is a holistic, integrated approach. We do patch management.
Social Security says it's not so concerned that DHS could gain access to personal information during the penetration test. That's because SSA purposefully invited them farther and farther into the agency's systems. CIO Robert Klopp.
And what that means is we want them to find these exposures. We are looking for them to find these exposures. In both of the cases of the August DHS exercise, as well as our exercise with our other auditors, they were not able to penetrate our system from the outside, and so we let them in. And when we let them in, sometimes they can move around a little bit, and they declare the fact that they could move around as a vulnerability, but they can't get things out. So we allow them another step, because we're looking for these vulnerabilities. The fact that they found them is because we let them in.
And Klopp says Social Security is working on another similar exercise with DHS now.
As a result of activities we've taken, we're now more secure than we were the last time in, and they're having a harder time doing some stuff. They've also found some new stuff.
Chairman Chaffetz.
I scares me to death that you think that. It just really does. It really does scare me. Because the last time you had that test, they surfed around there for days and they were totally undetected. They were able to exfiltrate data if they wanted to.
The committee's concerns come soon after it heard from members of the administration and the Government Accountability Office. They say agencies use more than $3 billion worth of outdated hardware and software that will soon become obsolete. About 20 members of Congress and members of the administration say relief could come in the form of a $3.1 billion IT modernization fund. Social Security is throwing its own support behind that fund, too. Carolyn Colvin is the acting commissioner of the Social Security Administration. She said several times her agency needs sustained resources before it can start developing new IT systems as she deals with competing priorities.
Because of budget constraints, we are constantly balancing between our service delivery to the public and our program integrity efforts, which include cybersecurity. Because of the activity in fraud and the activity in cybersecurity, we've had to continually shift resources to program integrity. For instance, just in 3 years, we've gone from spending $74 million in cybersecurity to 96. That comes away from, of course, our customer service activities.
And when SSA shifts its resources, wait times for its customer service line go up. Colvin estimated that customers have been waiting about 30 minutes on average on their phone lines this year. Those times will only go up if funding doesn't go up. Social Security is in the same boat as nearly every other agency, and Congress is getting worried and tired of hearing the same comments. Congressman Jerry Connolly.
Some of the frustration you're hearing is not only about Social Security. It's a sense that we've had a series of hearings where we hear the same story, and we're very worried that the federal government is so vulnerable.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.